Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to episode 63 of Finding True Wealth. It's Nick Hopwood, along with Jim Pilot.
Hello.
And this is the episode 2 of the FIRE series, which is very similar to the one that we just posted on the topic of lifestyle creep. Mm-hmm. So if you recall with the FIRE, Financial Independence, Retire Early, we're talking about, you know, the book, the, what is it, Retire Like a Millionaire,
yeah,
with Christy Shin. And she says that she's 31, she has $1 million. They're going to spend $40,000 a year, and that's going to be the rest of their life, like 70 years.
Right. She can live off that 4%.
Yeah, 4% on a million, yeah. 40,000. And they set it up so they would have zero taxes, which was a pretty smart way to go. But the point is, I don't think that we can live on 40,000.
I know I would have a hard time doing it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like, let me get to 2 million and have an $80,000 spending rate. Maybe that would work for me, but the 40,000, it's very restricting, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue this conversation about, you know, does it make sense with the FIRE strategy, and can you really make it work to spend 40,000? And I think that her secret or her special lifestyle experience is that she grew up in China, and the story is very compelling. She had very scarce food as a little girl, and I think that that really hardwired her as an adult.
Oh, yeah. I could see that for sure.
So I think that oftentimes we're all affected by our childhood, some positive, some negatively. And I think hers has been both ways, with scarcity as a child. And she mentions that a little bit of an excess as an adult, as she confesses to her purse habit, mm-hmm. but she squashed that pretty quickly. Ultimately, the scarcity factor trumped all, and I think it's definitely hardwired. And now it's a saver mindset. So she really took it to the next level, though, above and beyond what I've ever seen. In the book, they talk about how they were taking home $125,000 per year after taxes, but only spending $40,000. So they were saving like $80,000 a year, mm-hmm. which is like a 70% savings rate.
Yeah, it's impressive. And we talk,
like, I try to hammer people on putting 15% in their 401. And they're like, I just can't do it.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think you could if you really tried. But she's doing 70.
Yeah.
So from, like, say, age 21 to age 30, they spend 40 grand, and they save 70%. So I think it's pretty impressive, especially when you factor in lifestyle creep that we just talked about.
Right.
In episode 63.
Yeah, and I give her credit for real. I mean, she kind of recognized lifestyle creep, right, with the purse habit, and said, hey, if I want
That's right.
this goal to become a reality, I need to get on top of that.
Yeah. It's so funny comparing and contrasting her story with other people that make 500 grand and feel poor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
it's pretty silly when you think about it. It's just behavioral finance.
Right.
All right, so they lived on 40,000. They saved 70%. I don't really think that's realistic for most people. So let's kind of examine line by line a bare bone budget. And this is what I see with, you know, dozens and dozens of cases. And I don't think that really we can be happy as a family of four with 40,000. But remember, they didn't have any kids, right?
That makes a big difference.
But if you have rent of $1,000 a month, you know, that's $12,000 right there. Health insurance, I don't know about you, but my health insurance premium is $1,000 a month. And then I have the right to pay for my own health care after that with a deductible of $13,000. So that's probably at least $15,000 per year. We have two cars. Maybe that's $700 a month. So that's another $8,000. We have to insure our house and our car, or our apartment and our car. And that's going to be at least $3,000 a year. So all that right there adds up to like $39,000. So I guess if we want to feed our family, we only have like $1,000 left for the whole year. And forget about travel soccer and the gymnastics club and the football travel team, because each one of those is thousands. And you can forget about a nice family dinner at Applebee's, because for $1,000 a year, we're pretty much going down to the Northville Civic Concern to try and get some food. So we covered housing, healthcare, cars, and there's really no money left. I mean, but what options do we have to really reduce these costs? I mean, maybe you could go on the Obama exchange. Well, if you have a decent job, you're going to earn too much. Maybe you could go from two cars to one car. Good luck. Maybe you could eliminate your housing payment by living in your parents' basement. Well, I certainly wouldn't want to do that. Or maybe, if you've been good with all the savings, you could pay off your house and just have the taxes and insurance. Maybe you could, travel the world and find cheap ways to travel. Maybe you could hold out for Medicare, which is just $110 a month. Maybe just get a cheaper apartment. Maybe go without health care. That could save like $10,000. I'm not advising that. There's a few things that you could do to cut this a little bit, but gosh, it still doesn't leave much money to go for a nice Applebee's dinner. And what about clothes? We're not getting any new nice clothes and still not participating in kids' soccer activities. So I think the bottom line for a family of four trying to live on $40,000 would be very difficult, to say the least. And I hate to say it, but I don't think that we could be happy with what life costs these days. And I just don't think that we could go without health insurance. I don't think we could go with one car. What if your soccer is on the east side of town and football's on the west side of town with one car and practices at the same time? I don't see it happening. So if I were your CFP, I would advise you to plan on a higher spend rate. So like I said earlier, if you're gunning for the fire, maybe shoot for an $80,000 goal or whatever instead of a $40,000 goal. And even if $40,000 is within limits, I would always err on the side of caution and round up your expenses. Give yourself some wiggle room, maybe 20% buffer for those pesky unexpected expenses that always sneak up on you. All right, that is the end of the episode 2 of the FIRE series. Next time, we're going to talk about housing and inflation and the 4% withdrawal rate rule, among other details. If you think you'd like to retire early, give us a call. We'll give you the perspective from a traditional certified financial planner perspective, give you your probability for success using our Monte Carlo simulator, and ultimately give you that rubber stamp of approved or, hey, I think you should probably hold out, work a few more years, or recalibrate some of your expectations, save more, etc.